This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted that the government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. He pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. Replying to the discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Shah said, in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and use of technology. Mr. Shah noted that by abrogating Article 370, the Modi government fulfilled the dream of framers of the constitution of one constitution, one flag. The Home Minister stressed that earlier, no action was taken after terror attacks and people used to forget about them.
Narendra Modi ji ke aane ke baad, atankwad ke khilaf, zero tolerance ki niti, Pradhan Mantri ji. Modi ji ke aane ke baad, Uri aur Pulwama mein hamla hua. 10 ही दिन में पाकिस्तान के घर में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक करकर जवाब दिया.
The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demand for grants related to the Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Ministry for the year 2025-26. Initiating the discussion, Dharmendra Yadav of Samajwadi Party highlighted the plights of the farmers in the country. He accused the BJP of being insensitive towards the farmers. He said the promise of doubling the income of farmers has not been fulfilled. Jay Prakash of Congress said only 1,000 rupees have been increased in the MSP of rice and wheat in the last 10 years. He demanded the government to waive off farm loans. Dushyant Singh of BJP said in the union budget the government has allocated over 1,37,000 crore rupees for agriculture and farmer welfare sector, which constitutes about 2.7% of the total union budget. India has registered its solemn protest through diplomatic channels over creation of new countries in Hotan Prefecture of China. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh noted that parts of the jurisdiction of these so-called counties fall in India's Ladakh. He stressed that New Delhi has never accepted the illegal Chinese occupation of the Indian territory in this area. India has strongly registered its concern with the US authorities on the treatment meted out to deportees on the flight that landed on the 5th of last month in Amritsar, particularly with respect to use of shackles, especially on women. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. He said New Delhi remains engaged with Washington regarding the humane treatment of deportees during deportation operations. Mr. Singh also clarified that no charges have been paid by the government as deportation costs for Indian nationals. The government has provided tap water supply to over 15.52 crore rural households in the country so far under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Replying to the discussion on the demands for grants related to his ministry in the Lok Sabha, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said that when the Jal Jeevan Mission was launched in 2019, only around 3 crore rural households had tap water connections. After his reply, the House passed the demands for grants related to the Jal Shakti Ministry for the year 2025-26. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today highlighted that there are around 10,000 biotechnology startups in India, contributing to an estimated $165 billion bioeconomy. Speaking at the 13th Biotechnology Industry Research Assistance Council Foundation Day, Dr. Singh noted that India is being recognized globally for its remarkable progress in space and biotechnology. He also reaffirmed the government's commitment to advancing science, technology, and the bioeconomy. In South Korea, the opposition parties today raised a motion to impeach acting President Choi Chang-mok, escalating the country's ongoing political turmoil. The Democratic Party, which holds a parliamentary majority, accused Mr. Choi of repeatedly vetoing bills and blocking the appointment of a liberal-leaning constitutional court judge. Mr. Choi, also the finance minister, took over after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached for declaring martial law in December. And that is the end of this news bulletin.